So, what will you actually be learning on this program? Of course, this is about conversational hypnosis, so the most fundamental thing is for you to learn how to induce trances in a conversation, and then how to use that particular trance in order to achieve whatever outcome or purpose you have in mind. Now, one of the most fundamental skills that you have to learn in order to be able to do this is you must open your senses. You must learn to recognize the signals that someone is going into a trance. This signal recognition system that I'll be revealing to you on the second CD will allow you to see when people are actually responding to you hypnotically. And this is so important because this way you don't have to be that salesman that oversells a client and keeps talking and talking and talking until the point where the client no longer wants to buy the very thing they came in the shop to buy in the first place. When you can see people responding to you, you know it's time to move on to the next part of the sequence. So it's so important for your eyes and your ears and even your feelings to open up and become attuned to what is happening around you. With a signal recognition system, you'll actually see people going in and out of trances in the everyday world. Sometimes because you're doing it, other times because other people are doing it quite by accident. And this is where you get to learn for the rest of your life how to sharpen your own skills. This is one of the core skills you'll be mastering over the course of this program. Next, we'll also look at how to take things beyond rapport, beyond the normal kinds of rapport that people usually think about. This is what I call hypnotic rapport. Now, hypnotic rapport is something which is very peculiar. It's a relationship between hypnotist and hypnotic subject. And it really does not exist outside of that context. It is a very, very powerful connection that people have. It's an emotional connection which allows people to almost literally be inside each other's minds and understand how everyone is thinking. You will have such an intense connection with your clients that they'll somehow want to do whatever it is you ask them to do just because they will find it so pleasing to themselves. And this is a very important thing. Part of the hypnotic rapport establishes a kind of skewed relationship where you, as the hypnotist, will be set up as the authority figure in the subject's world. And this is so important because it allows the client to follow wherever you want to lead them. Next, we'll look at the foundations of hypnotic language. Language, of course, is the tool that you have for conversational hypnosis. Now, how do you shape the language in your conversations to make it more hypnotic, to trigger the brain into a hypnotic state and into responding to you in hypnotic ways? Well, there's a lot of things that you have to learn, including the actual principles that actually allow you to phrase suggestions, to formulate the actual hypnotic ideas so that the unconscious mind responds to them. These principles are so important because without them, you have no idea what you're doing. You can copy what other people do and maybe do a great performance, but you'll always be stuck because until someone tells you how to achieve the next step, you'll never know. However, with the principles we will be revealing in here, you have the ultimate freedom to achieve any purpose and continue learning throughout a lifetime of achievements. Now, the next thing you'll learn is what I call emotional triggers. Now, as you'll see as in this program, emotions is really the domain of unconscious responses. So when you learn to trigger inside someone's mind an unconscious response, it gives you control of the very pictures and feelings that run that person's entire life. You will literally be like a person sitting inside their head, seeing the pictures they're on, noting the feelings that they feel, and be able to shift them into healthier, happier, and more rewarding ways of living. And of course, this whole program is about creating more rich, rewarding, and happy places for everyone around you. Next, we'll look at stories, the power of destroying resistance with stories. Stories are incredibly powerful vehicles, especially inside a conversation. We all know people, you know, who are charming, they're relaxed, they tell stories. Everyone finds them fascinating. They're almost mesmerized by how exciting these stories are and the ideas that are presented there. Well, you not only learn how to mesmerize people with your stories, you learn how to use those stories in order to literally hypnotize someone, to put them into hypnotic trance and then respond to you in the way that you want to. Stories are incredibly powerful because they will bypass the normal conscious filtering system and allow you to place your ideas, your thoughts, your perceptions, your filters and frameworks directly into someone's unconscious mind. In fact, these things are so important. I'm going to dedicate 2 whole CDs to the art of mastering hypnotic storytelling. Next, we'll actually look at the formal ways of inducing a trance inside a conversation. How to just slip from your normal everyday speaking into a conversational hypnotic induction so you can deal directly with the unconscious mind. And it is important that you deal directly with the unconscious mind because that is what hypnotists do. And learning how to shape a conversation so that anyone else listening will hear a normal flow of interaction. But for you and your subject, a very different reality is beginning to take place. That takes great skill and understanding. I will want to give you the understanding and the exercises that will allow you to build that skill. Then you'll be able to actually use hypnotic processes to help people to change their mind, have a better life, or just be able to be more happy and enjoyable people around you. Now, what I call these conversational trance formulas are the key formulas for getting what you want. They're very, very important because most hypnotists can actually get people into a trance pretty easily. The skill comes in, what do you do when you get them there? How do you actually get someone to do what you want them to change their mind, to feel better, to enjoy their life more? And that is what these advanced formulas have been designed to teach you. We'll be revealing, for example, the PCAT formula for personal change, so you can help your friends who are having a bad day feel better or overcome problems like the breakup in a relationship. We'll also be looking at the Camellia formula for persuasion and influence. This will be particularly interesting to those of you who are in sales, education, management, and have to lead people, inspire people, maybe want to learn or do certain things. You'll have that power with the Camellia formula. We'll also run through the life checklist. This is a special checklist I've created to make sure you know when you're actually having a hypnotic interaction. If you include the 4 pieces of the life checklist, any conversation will turn into hypnotic interaction. Finally, we'll be looking at certain trance processes like future memories. Now, future memories are interesting because it allows you to create a memory in someone's mind that hasn't happened yet, and one that is so compelling, the unconscious mind just wants to make it happen. Of course, the only way to do that is to follow your suggestion and turn it into a real memory, the kind that happens from the past. Then we'll be wrapping up with some concepts like stacking realities and the accidental trance identification. These are all powerful processes for getting way past people's conscious resistance and interference and getting directly to where the money's at, to the unconscious mind. Because remember this, all behavior, all learning, and all change happen unconsciously first of all. Next, we'll be looking at advanced frame control. This allows you to lead any interaction in any direction that you want. Frame control is the key to controlling the direction a conversation goes in, and also the key to making people's perceptions and understandings of the world be one way or another. You will have those keys when you cover advanced frame control. Then we'll be looking at some more advanced hypnotic language. Once you have the foundation of hypnotic language, I want you to really train your mind to see and understand how to influence people around you with just the way that you phrase your suggestions. It'll make you very eloquent in the way that you present yourself. People will seem to understand your point more clearly, and people will want to respond to it as well. Then, we have the authority strategy. These are tactics to ensure success in everything that you do. Remember, right in CD2, you'll be looking at this hypnotic rapport, what is this strange and very intense relationship between a hypnotist and your hypnotic subject. One of the powerful strategies involved in that is the authority strategy, which allows you to have this skewed position where people simply want to do what you ask them to do. This is very, very powerful, and I think you'll enjoy this section particularly much. Finally, you will look at how to bring everything together, how to master conversational hypnosis in action. You'll take every single piece that you've been polishing and practicing and carefully preparing over the entire 12 CD series, and you'll be putting them together into this beautiful, rich tapestry of communication where people will just love listening to you and really enjoy doing what you ask them to do. So that's what you'll be learning. So what we need to do next is address this idea of what hypnosis is and what it is not.